This is a recording of About Touching, a Due South fanfiction story written by Akamine Chan and read by Malinpoodle. The pairing is Benton Fraser, Ray Kowalski. The rating is NC-17. Fraser was still shivering and panting when Ray climbed shakily out of bed and padded naked to the bathroom. He pulled a couple of washcloths from the closet and wet them down with warm water, using one to wipe the sheen of sweat off of his body. He took the other back into the bedroom and found himself staring down at Fraser. Fraser had fallen into a kind of post-coital drowse, sticky with perspiration and semen, breathing out the quietest of snores. His face was calm. The tension and stress of the last few days melted away by not one but two mind-blowing orgasms. Ray was pretty proud of himself for that. Fraser could be pretty pushy in bed, and Ray often had a hard time keeping up. It was never an issue, though. No matter who was leading and who was following, the results were the same. Fan-fucking-tastic sex. Sometimes it was hard and fast, leaving them both with bruises, bites, and rug burn in uncomfortable places. Sometimes it was slow and sweet, Ray begging quietly for more, Fraser, more, and Fraser giving it to him, more and more until Ray was overflowing with the heat and sex and love. Tonight Ray had yanked the reins out of Fraser's hands and had proceeded to drive him into a frenzy. Teasing with his lips and tongue, Ray had nibbled his way up Fraser's broad body before heading back down, licking wide swaths over Fraser's sensitive nipples, again and again, ignoring the insistent thrust of Fraser's cock against his hip, listening to Fraser bite back the desperate sounds trying to escape, urged on by the torrent of erotic words that spilled carelessly from Ray's mouth. "Oh, Fraser, I want to suck you off. You're so hot, so fuckable. You want that, huh? You want me to take your dick into my mouth and lick it, suck it, make you beg for it? Is that what you want? I want to hear you beg for it." He'd pushed Fraser into giving up control tonight. That was something Fraser had a hard time doing, letting go. Sometimes Ray followed his instincts and used his tongue to break Fraser wide open with pleasure. Tonight, Ray had taken charge of Fraser's gratification, had given him very little time to accustom himself to a particular sensation before he was pushing Fraser to the next level of bliss. It hadn't been long before Fraser was on trembling hands and knees, rocking back an urgent demand. "Ray, please, now, now." Fraser's words had been broken and hoarse, letting Ray know exactly how far gone he was. It wasn't far enough for Ray. Fraser was still too coherent, too composed. There were too many protective layers between what Fraser was actually feeling and what he thought Ray wanted him to feel. Ray had taken a moment to slick his cock up with lubricant, needing something to distract him from the sight of Fraser for a moment. Ray had coaxed Fraser further down onto the bed, his face buried in the crook of his elbow, while Ray slid a pillow under his hips for support, taking away Fraser's leverage. Ray hummed in approval and used his neatly trimmed nails to scratch Fraser's back, not hard enough to draw blood, but hard enough to make Fraser's senses sit up and take notice. Long, drawn-out strokes up and down Fraser's pale back, his hard cock pushing against Fraser's hole, rubbing against him slickly until Fraser was moaning almost continually under Ray, begging wordlessly for more. Nonverbal was good. Ray liked it when he managed to push Fraser this far. If Fraser wasn't composed enough to talk, he certainly wasn't thinking. Ray had made one more pass up, then down Fraser's back, fingernails pressing hard and leaving red tracks behind, before grabbing Fraser's hips, holding him still. He'd taken a deep breath, exhaling as he slowly slid into Fraser, bottoming out in one long push, savoring the way that Fraser opened for him. He'd reached around and had barely touched Fraser's dick when the broad body under him had stiffened and shook, a splash of warm slickness coating his hand as Fraser groaned loudly. Ray had stilled, hugging and petting Fraser through his orgasm, amazed at how responsive he was. He mouthed at the back of Fraser's neck, loving the shivers it sent through Fraser's overstimulated nerves. "Easy, Fraser, easy," he soothed softly. Every tremor pushed him closer to losing his control, and there was so much he still wanted to give to Fraser before the night was over. "Shh." He'd waited until Fraser's body had calmed a little, his breathing not so labored, before pulling almost all the way out, ignoring the little whimper that escaped Fraser's throat, grunting as Fraser deliberately tightened around him, trying to hold him before gliding back in. Ray had repeated this motion over and over, slowly, until he was panting and shaking, and Fraser was keening deep in his chest. Ray had wrapped his hand around Fraser's renewed erection, and his control had slipped further away with every thrust. He'd known he wasn't going to last much longer, and so he let go of his own control, pounding into Fraser hard and fast, unable to keep a steady rhythm, pleasure-blind to everything but the need for harder, faster, harder. From a distance, Ray'd heard Fraser cry out and felt the shudders racking him uncontrollably. The unresolved tension in his own body grew unbearable until it overwhelmed him in a flood of electric white ecstasy that left him twitching and babbling incoherently. After a few minutes of soaking in the afterglow, Ray had made himself get up and wobble into the bathroom. He wasn't done, not by a long shot. Staring down at Fraser, Ray found himself amazed that this wonderful man wanted to be with him. Fraser could have anyone he wanted, female or male, and he chose Stanley Raymond Kowalski. Ray wasn't going to argue. He was just going to make damn sure that Fraser never regretted his choice. Ray wiped as much of the ejaculate and sweat off of Fraser's body as he could, enjoying the feel of supple muscles under his touch. He carefully cleaned Fraser's genitals with the warm rag before throwing it toward the clothes hamper in the corner, and missing. Sitting down next to Fraser, Ray looked him over from head to foot. He was such a beautiful man. He traced the path of sparse hair down Fraser's belly, around his navel and down toward his cock. Ray touched him there, loving the feel of Fraser soft and silky as much as he loved feeling Fraser hot and hard. "Can't again," Fraser mumbled, throwing his arm up to shield his face. "Tired." "Shut up," Ray said. "This isn't about sex anymore, Fraser. This is about touching." "Huh?" Ray laughed softly. "Just lay there." "Okay." Ray took his time, touching and rubbing every part of Fraser, loving him with his hands and fingers. He massaged Fraser's feet with his dexterous hands, using his thumb on the pressure points as he'd been shown by a masseuse. He rubbed at the light dusting of hair on Fraser's thighs, brushing it first one way and then the other, ignoring Fraser's snorting giggles. He worked his way back up the replete body, stopping to investigate the way Fraser's ribs curved and the shape of his collarbones with sensitive lips. He petted and stroked until Fraser was almost purring, and then coaxed him to roll over, starting his touches over at Fraser's feet and working his way up to Fraser's back, laying a butterfly kiss on the puckered scar of the bullet in his back. Ray wanted so badly to make up for all the affection that Fraser had missed in his life, all the caresses that he never got from his murdered mother, the many hugs his absent father had never given to him, all the affection his distant grandparents couldn't provide. Even Vecchio, who had been too afraid of his own feelings to be able to give Fraser anything, and Victoria, well, Ray had his own ideas about her. The less said about her, the better. He was content to spend the rest of his life with Fraser, teaching him to accept and expect this kind of physical intimacy, the kind that went beyond sex and fucking, to love. To teach him that there was at least one person in the wide world he could be weak for, one person he could be strong for. Looking at Fraser's muscled back and listening to his soft, steady breathing, Ray felt happy. This was where he belonged, with Fraser. He turned out the light, crawled into bed, and immediately fell into a deep, dreamless sleep. This has been a reading of About Touching, a Due South fan fiction story written by Akamene Chan and read by Malinpoodle.